From high atop his mountain of index cards and tournament brackets, this is The Joy of Booking, a fantasy booking podcast. Here's your host, DC Matthews.
Well, welcome back to The Joy of Booking. I am DC Matthews at The DC Matthews. I hope you are well. I hope those you love are doing well. Friends, it's Battle of the Brandon. It is a pay-per-view week. And so I don't believe he is the son of a plumber, but he's been doing some, toilet-related tasks these last weeks. Brandon Banks, we were talking before we started, sounds like you've been having just an amazing time in your life there, my friend.
Yeah, I had some pretty nasty plumbing issues. Now it's about 2 weeks ago, but it kind of really affected, the whole cleanup of it. Really affected last week for sure. And, I still feel like I'm not quite myself energy-wise, really since then. It just kind of took a lot out of me.
Forgive me for being crass, but how does one clean turds in toilet paper off a wood floor?
It's a laminate floor, so it's not
okay.
So it's a little bit easier. Gloves, a mask. Now everyone owns a mask or several masks. So at least I had that already handy. Mm-hmm. Although the smell went right through that mask.
Yeah.
Gloves, a lot of toilet paper or rather paper towels. A lot of bleach.
I was gonna say.
I probably went through like 2 gallons just cleaning a, I don't know what it is, a 8x10 room. I probably went through 2 gallons.
That can fill with a lot of stuff. Well, I am glad you seem to be on the other end of it. Pardon the pun. I hope you are ready because it is whatever the name of the pay-per-view. We're week 25. We're halfway through. Which is a weird spot to be when the new edition of the video game 2K23 comes out like tomorrow or the day after for us. So it'll be a little while. It'll be out by the time this recording is live.
Yeah, and I think we both kind of feel like, not that we just want to get through this, but I think we both got a little bit excited for that. And so it was like when you asked, can you record today? I'm like, yeah, let's do this and continue on. Plus, I love doing this anyways.
Yeah, I definitely think I'm going to start doing episode, 2 weeks of booking in an episode, though that may compress, the time for us. We'll see. Either that or I also have no problem. I was debating, honestly, earlier today, do I want to get a Joy of Booking Patreon? Which is basically, I don't think I do, but I was thinking, I could post other episodes. We could do the, 2K23. And then I was like, we could just do 2K23 and just try to book both at the same time.
If you had like a $10 tier, you'd probably be bringing in like 20 bucks.
I would be bringing 20 bucks and I'd be asking two of my dear friends to just give me money, which seems,
Yep, I think that's what it would be.
Like basically like, hey, remember when I gave you the password for Honor Club?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's get into your emails here. Batista, hey, my contract is up at the end of the week. Mr. Batista only wants 41,000. You have 614,000 according to my budget here. So you can let him go. Agree to his 41,000 or offer him 28.
Last time I tried to undercut someone, it actually didn't work out for me, right?
It didn't work out. They called your bluff or you called their bluff and they weren't bluffing.
So, though I feel like you do have a second chance once you, I feel like, and I stayed fast to my stance. So let's do the what's the lower amount?
28.
Let's see if he'll take the 28.
All right. Shane McMahon, GM, offers 28. He'll take it. Moderate decrease to his morale, but at this point I can't really figure out what morale is for.
I'm I mean, there might be something where it does help a little bit in the match quality, but I think if you have everything else put together, it's going to be a high score anyways.
Batista wanted 41. Big Boss Man is up. How much money do you think he wants?
Since you're talking about it, I would think less, but since you're bringing it up in that manner,
I'm
scared that it's more. Is it like 60 or what?
Ray Traylor, the Guardian Angel, Big Bubba, would like $105,000, please. Wow. Now, I'm assuming his contract would last longer. I think your King Booker contract suddenly went to like 20 weeks, so you've got him for a good portion of time. So I would imagine that you're going to give him a pretty long contract. Again, yes, no, or you can offer him 73.
I also think that this is the second time his contract came up, and so maybe that's part of it too. I'm curious. He's part of my tag champs. So if I let him go,
neither of us are doing a whole lot with our tag titles right now.
Well, I'm going to be soon.
Okay.
I'm going to be soon. But also, vacating the titles might actually kind of play into a plan of mine. So, you know what? I'm going to let him go. I need to save a little bit of money anyways. I'm going to let Traylor go.
Thanks for your work, Big Bubba, but I won't be renewing the contract. So this will be his last week. So you can use him for the pay-per-view. I recommend, you know, getting as much out of him as possible. He's got 67 stamina. Bailey would like a shot at the title. She's been putting in a lot of work, and she thinks she's earned a shot at the title. How about it? You could either say, sorry, no, or give her a shot within 3 weeks.
I mean, it's going to be weird if she loses her match tonight and then gets a title shot. But we'll go for it. I'll say, yeah, why not?
All right. Title shot. Small increase to her morale. And Mr. Riddle Von Eric is your last email. You've seen the work I've been putting in, but I know I can do more for the brand. I'm ready to run a main event match. All right, hold on a second. I'm ready to run a main event match, and I know the fans will be excited for it. This will mean a lot to me and my career. This is like that one time when my goldfish found a nickel and named it Philip.
The funny thing is, he would say something stupid like
that. That was it. I'm like...
They probably asked him to write his own script for this.
Which would also make sense because he spelled nickel wrong.
That's great. Why not? Whatever.
All right. I'll see you to it. Perfect. And you know I won't let you down. That brings us to week 25, Clash of Champions. I wish we would get a pay-per-view where we could do our champions against each other. I don't think that's kind of how this works, but it would be pretty fun. You got 5 matches, 4 promos. Oh. So, Riddle wants the main event match tonight for the show.
Oh, well, that's not going to happen. Oh, well. I thought I would have a couple weeks. So,
Let's see. Your commissioner goal, have your most popular available male face and heel fight each other this week, which would mean booking Balor versus Booker. So I'm assuming that's not going to happen either. I hope in the GM23 they don't do commissioner goals on pay-per-view weeks. Just let you do your thing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, no, that's not happening.
Let's see. You've got some power cards you can buy. You've got a fixed match card. You already have – you don't have any of those. So you could buy that for $15,000. You have an injury rehab 3 card, which you could buy. You do already have one of those. And you have a double cost card. You already have one of those too.
Do I?
You do. You have a double cost card. You have a veto star card. You've got
Just because I ran in, you know, since the last pay-per-view, you know, I ran into some money issues. So I'm going to hold off those. I would love to purchase all three of those. They're all very useful. I'm going to skip right now on purchasing any of those because I'm not exactly sure how much this pay-per-view is going to cost me because I don't have any free, you know.
You do not.
Or the booking card. So we're going to see. Yeah, this could get tight tonight.
All right. Are you interested in signing anyone?
No.
Okay. Not yet.
Yep.
All right. Then walk me through. I think we've done all of the business. Wow me with your booking, Brando. Wow me.
Well, first we're going to play a couple cards here.
All righty.
Boy, this is awkward. I'm going to use that double cost card. It's kind of another shot back since I had to deal with it last pay-per-view.
Okay. So I will have double cost, not for this show, but for week 26.
Okay.
All righty.
And then I'm going to try to use one of the if I use a contract negotiation card, I can still use that wrestler tonight, correct?
I believe so.
Okay. So we will use the, because I'm going to try to limit some of these, you know, coming up soon. So I'm going to use a contract negotiation on Piper.
One or two. You can extend it 2 weeks or 1 week.
We'll go two.
All right, let's do that. So Roddy Piper will have 10 weeks remaining, or no, 12. He has 10 now, so we'll add two more.
Okay. Now I'm ready to get down booking here.
All right.
So the opener will be Titus O'Neil versus AJ Styles in a Hell in a Cell match using the Forged in Fire card.
Is this for a title?
And this will be for the vacated, I don't know what championship I have. Is it the Universal? Is it whatever, the Raw Shane McMahon Championship.
All right. Forged in Fire applied. Can I just assume you're going to use the little bit of TLC card as well while I'm here, or are you going
to
hold
off? I'll be using that for my main event if you need to put that in now or...
I think we can do it. You don't get to pick which match, but as long as you're only having one of each, then you'll be fine.
Got it.
No, I don't want to go to the main menu. All right. So Titus versus AJ, Hell in a Cell. Title is on the line. That is done.
All right. Then Walter, the salesman that he is, will be doing some advertising.
Of course. Exactly what you want to. How do you want to utilize that talent?
Well, I tried and tried and tried to get him involved in a feud with
Rey
Mysterio, and it just didn't kick off. So,
all right, next up,
Bianca versus Bayley in a tables match.
Bayley versus Bianca tables match done.
Hopefully that ends that stale feud.
That is the pay-per-view type bonus. So you do get a bonus for tables matches, just so you know.
Okay. Then we'll do Triple H charity, because I love it when heels, you know, tell us that they need to, you know, make a wish.
Yep. I'm doing it for the fans. All right. Third match.
Third match, we are going to do Booker T versus Batista. See, I'm kind of wondering now if I should switch my... We'll do a tables on that. We'll do tables on that.
All right. I will let you know.
This pay-per-view, it's kind of making me wonder if I should, you know, switch my TLC out. But we'll see. We'll do a tables match for that.
Full disclosure, I will tell you that... Booker T is at 33 stamina.
Okay.
So there is a chance he will be injured in the match. Just letting you know.
I appreciate that. All right. You ready?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm realizing that we already used the TLC card. So I would recommend putting a TLC match in.
I will somewhere. I was just wondering, you know, I mean, because I had it set for my main event. And then when you said tables match gets the bonus, I'm just kind of like, But I guess it's getting a bonus either way, right? So,
yeah.
All right. full disclosure, I had Alexa set up for a charity spot here, but with things that are happening, I'm going to let Boss Man just cut a self promo to kind of say goodbye to the fans here. I'm that's kind of how I'm doing this.
Boss Man pipe bomb before he leaves.
Why not? I mean, who knows? He may be back at some point. We'll
see. That's very kind of you. All right, match number four.
This will be Finn versus Riddle in a tables match.
Done. Balor's stamina is at a 32. Again, just letting you know.
Okay, okay. Then we're going to do Roddy Piper selling us hot rod shirts, doing some advertising.
All right. And I'm just making a guess here. I have booked your main event, Mickey James versus Nia Jax, for the title in a TLC match.
That is correct.
Okay. I was like, that's your level four. There's your belt. So.
Yeah, I think that one was kind of a no-brainer.
All right. So, to review. Titus versus AJ. Hell in a Cell for the title. Walter tries to sell us things in Austrian. Bailey versus Bianca in a tables match. Triple H talking about that sweet, sweet charity. King Booker versus Batista in a tables match. Boss Man cuts a self promo. Balor and Riddle in a tables match. Piper doing some advertising. And then Mickey versus Nia in a TLC for the belt.
That is correct.
All right. What logistics would you like to do? You've got your Clash of the Champions arena. Which you do get a bonus. That's a pay-per-view bonus if you use that, and it is cheaper than the big open stadiums.
I think we'll go with that then. That makes sense.
I saw that on Battle of the Brands. That seems to be easier than using the or better than using the big open stadium. What else? Full logistics for everything else?
As long as I have enough funds to cover it all, I'm going all in with the full logistics and the rest of it.
All right. You should have enough. The show's going to cost you $300,000, but you got a little less than $600,000, so you should be good.
All right.
All right. Anything else you want to do before I confirm this?
You can confirm it. A quick question, and this has nothing to do with my card. It's just something that you just brought up watching Battle of the Brands, and something that we were talking about earlier before we got into our booking here. Do you know it? Like, is there anything for like the Royal Rumble? Are you just book normal cards for that?
I think there is a Rumble. I don't remember if each. I think there is a Rumble. I don't remember how that works. We'll have to.
Okay. Get there and see. It was one thing I was curious about because you talked about, you know, it'd be nice if my champ could go against your champ, but you know, if we could do a collaboration for the Rumble, at least that would be nice. Something. So we'll see.
All right, so here we go. I am confirming this $300,000 show. Confirmed. What in the heck am I going to do? Let's see. Charlotte's contract is up. Her popularity is high. Cost will be $67,000. Sure, we can do that. Boom. China's contract is up. She wants $32,000. She's in my title picture, so I will be... given her that. What does Triple H want? What did you do to me last week that I have forgotten about? Something's come up and I can't have Samoa Joe taking part in your show this week. Sorry about that. Okay. I don't think I had Samoa Joe book.
What a team player. He's cutting a charity promo for my brand and then letting my brand know that.
Yeah. I don't know that I had Samoa Joe, who had just gotten a face turn, doing anything. Vader wants to team with Cactus Jack. Yep, we could make that happen.
Yeah, that's a DC team if I've ever heard one.
When they lose, Vader's going to power bomb them on the floor. Yep, sure. Let's see how that team works out. Because I'm at this point, I'm finishing off some feuds, and then I have no idea. What does Ted DiBiase want? Hey, William, you've seen the work I've been putting in. I know I can do more. Now I'm going to assume that he wants... A main event. He wants a main event match. I'm assuming that means this week too. Is that a level four feud? I could just be weird and make that a level. Sure, why not? All right. My commissioner goal, have at least one Hell in a Cell match. I can probably do that. The Red Flame has to roll switch. But that's all right. What are my rivalries here? I've got China and Dakota level three. I've got a Cesaro versus Cactus Jack. Cactus Jack is my champion right now. That's a level one. I've got Red Flame and Woods in a level four. So as much as I would like to turn the Red Flame heel, I kind of want that rivalry to get finished. Unless I decide maybe it's time to say goodbye to the Red Flame. Have I used enough? Have I gotten as much out of the Red Flame as I possibly will? Do I blow off this feud and then release him, or do I keep him around? That's decisions, Mr. Banks. Decisions.
That would be the move of the year if former champion, former jobber Red Flame then gets released. That would be the.
I've got his popularity up to 79, and then I release him. We'll see. But yeah, I'm going to disappoint him and not turn him heel. Let's see, what cards do I have? Okay, I have a TLC card. I have a Two Extreme card. I have a Get the Tables card. I will use my free advertising booking card for this show. I am going to buy that Forged in Fire card and then immediately use it, since I believe I have to have a Hell in a Cell match. And so there we go. There's my Clash of the Champions main event assured. Ted DiBiase versus Sami Zayn in Hell in a Cell. No title on the line, just pride. That is my main event.
The Yes Lock versus the Million Dollar Dream. Sorry, I've got finishers on the mind.
But doesn't Sami Zayn not use the Yes Lock?
Well, I don't know why I was thinking. You said Sami Zayn, and in my brain, I'm thinking Daniel Bryan. Sorry.
Can I tell you how great it would be if Daniel Bryan
was kick versus Million Dollar Dream?
Oh, I've got my brackets for the trios thing. I've got a bunch of brackets for the King of the Ring tournament. I've already started recording to be released at a later date.
Sometime this week, I'll be sending you that bracket. We'll get going.
Loving it. All right, let's see here. I have a fixed match card, but you can never have enough of those. Let me buy one. Oh, goodness. Okay. Let's see what else we have here. All right. So do I turn Red Flame heel? I would love to keep him. I don't want to let him go. But what's his morale at right now? His morale is a 99. Okay. So I can justify not turning him. His morale's high enough. I think I can absorb that. So let's see here. I want to do, what other level four rivalries do I have? Not many. Woods and Flame is really the only one. So let me make that my opener. And let me make that a tables match to get that pay-per-view bonus. And then I'm going to use the tables card to make that a little higher. All right. Oops. Nope. Stop pressing zero. Everything else is kind of just, I don't want to say spinning my wheels, but let's do our fourth match will be Dakota versus China. Tables match for the title. Actually, I'll just make that a normal match because Dakota's stamina is a little low. And then I think I'm doing some tag matches here. I do not have men's tag champions because I got rid of Ricochet. Oh, well, then that's what I need to do. Let's get that Vader and Cactus Jack team going right away. And they will be taking on the team of Cesaro and Brute Force, the wrestling security guard, who is in a feud with Vader. Although I don't think that matters. I don't think their singles feuds really have much to do.
It doesn't seem like it. I wish it did, though. That would make it a little more interesting.
So then I'm going to do this. I'm going to team Cesaro with my newly acquired Drew Gulak. Cesaro and Gulak versus Cactus Jack
that and Vader. That is quite the wrestling team.
For the tag team titles, that's like my version of Blackpool Combat Club. I got Gulak there. For my tag team titles and staminas, we'll just let that be. No, we'll make that a tables match too. And then my other mid card here, we'll get Becky and Charlotte versus Io and Rhea Ripley. That will be for the titles. That will be a tables match. And actually, then I will make this Cactus and Vader versus Cesaro and Gulak. That'll be, because I'm just getting that started, so that can be a normal match. Do I have enough talent to do my four things? I do. So we will do a advertising promo by The Undertaker. He's going to sell us some stuff. Kofi Kingston who is a heel at this point, will cut a charity promo. Do I want to start a feud? Do I want to change a role here? I want to turn Samoa Joe. Oh, no, I turned Samoa Joe babyface. I can't use him. So do I turn Owens heel again? Does Owens call somebody out? Maybe not. Let's see. We'll do a self promo by Brute Force, the security guard. And then if I do a call out promo, who's Owens? He can call out anybody. Maybe I'll have him call out Gulak. Maybe get that feud going too. We get multiple feud options going here. All right. So there we go, using the Clash of Champions arena and then all the best logistics. I think your show is going to do better because I'm not doing all the gimmick matches.
But it sounds like it. And, you know, previously you had mentioned that you're going to be going away a little bit from the, you know, the rules of the game. To just have, you know, booking the way you rather enjoy it. And DC, I got to be honest, to me, it sounds like you're just making excuses because I'm on the comeback.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just trying to have fun with the game, Mr. Banks. I'm trying to have fun with the game. Oh, can I have The Undertaker call out Samoa Joe, even though Samoa Joe is vetoed? Is that allowed? Apparently it's allowed. Okay. So I've changed it up. Owens is going to cut the advertising promo, and I had promised Samoa Joe a match with The Undertaker anyways. So I am going to have Taker call out Samoa Joe. I think that's what I'm going to do. So there we go. I am good here. Again, I don't want to risk. Do I have?
That'd be a great casket match. Taker.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I know
that's not an option. But, although it might be in the, I don't remember if it is in the new one.
Boy, they had a lot of additions to that. Yeah. So I finally watched that yesterday.
And then Universe Mode I saw had a lot of additions where you can really make it like you can pick specific things to happen in, you know.
I may have to get it this year. I may have to buy it. But we'll see.
Oh, you know what I'll do then? Just because since I'm not necessarily sure, I will use my special promotion card, which ensures that I'll retain most of my fans this week. So rather than making the show better, I will just use a card to do that. All right. Then I'm not going to do anything else. Let's confirm this. Let's confirm this. And let's get into Clash of the Champions. AJ Styles versus Titus O'Neil, Hell in a Cell for the vacant Raw Championship. Your winner is Titus O'Neil.
Wow. Winning that belt.
Five-star match to kick off the show. The rivalry is complete. Hooah, hooah, hooah. Titus is your champion. Walter cuts an excellent advertising promo, giving you $10,000. Bayley versus Bianca in a tables match. Bayley picks up the win, setting herself up potentially for that title shot coming off a win. I think
she's the number one contender now.
Pay-per-view. 3.5 stars. That rivalry is complete. Triple H cutting a good charity promo, getting you 5,000 fans. Booker versus Batista in a tables match. Your winner is Batista. 4.5 stars. That rivalry is complete. Big Boss Man saying goodbye with his excellent promo. Can't wait to have him have his welcome promo on SmackDown.
I'm telling you, you got to do it because you got to tag him with Brute Force. I think that makes all the sense in the world.
Riddle Von Erich versus Finn Balor tables match. Finn Balor getting the win. 3.5 stars. Rivalry is complete, but Balor is injured. We'll have to see how long his injury will last him. Roddy Piper cutting some advertising. 15,000 for that one. His promo even better than Mr. Gunther's. And main event time, TLC. I'm predicting another 5-star match here. Mickie James defending her title. 5 stars. So that is as pretty close to a perfect show as you can book, Mr. Banks. Kudos to you.
Right.
Let's see if I can do anything to get close to that. Red Flame versus Xavier Woods tables match. Woods getting the win. 4 stars. Red Flame is hurt. Rivalry is complete. Owens with his advertising making the $18,000. Thank you, Mr. Owens. Cactus Jack and Vader versus Gulak and Cesaro for the tag titles. Cactus and Vader. Cactus two belts.
Wow.
Fully two belts. He is now men's champion and tag champion.
Bang, bang.
Kofi Kingston with his charity promo. Charlotte and Becky versus Rhea and Io Shirai. Io and Rhea, I believe, retain their titles. That's 5 stars. That rivalry is complete. That's probably going to be my only 5-star match, and it's in the middle of my show. That's less we'll than see.
No. I think the main will get 5.
Brute Force with an okay promo, which I will take. Dakota versus China. Title match. Dakota retains. 4.5 stars. Undertaker calls out Joe. That rivalry is started. I don't care that they're both baby faces. And main event, hopefully this gets me 5 stars. DiBiase versus Zane. To quote somebody we used to know, main event anywhere in the country.
Who would say that?
I don't know. DiBiase is your winner. 5 stars. Rivalry is complete. Pretty good shows from both sides. Balor has a 2-week injury, just so you are aware.
All right.
Your opener was better. Our mid cards, mine were better, and our main event were the same. So I think you're going to get the edge here because, again, that opener is importante. Red Flame only out for 1 week. So I'm grateful for that. All right. Let's see here. Match card quality for Raw, 97A. You gained almost 200,000 fans. You made a little bit of a profit there. So you've got 634,000. Let's see here. I gained almost 250,000 fans. I don't know how that works. Your show was better. I guess I'm maybe because I used the special promotion card. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm guessing, yeah.
But either way, bangers of shows.
All right.
All right. So coming out of it, Titus O'Neil and Mickey James, the Raw champions, Cactus Jack and Dakota Kai, the SmackDown champions. I have about a 200,000 fan advantage. But as we said, I'm going to throw the rule book out the window and start having fun. So if you catch up, then that's why. That's all I'm saying. Catch up. That's why. All right, let's get your emails out of the way.
Let's do it.
Before we're in Honolulu, 4 weeks until Hell in a Cell. Riddle Von Erich is not happy he did not get that main event match. Major decrease to his morale. Maybe he'll take his talents to another show. No, he won't, because I don't want him.
I mean, he might take him to rehab. I don't. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be saying that.
Batista, what amazing growth we've seen from Raw. I like to stay humble when I can, but you have to admit you've seen some amazing growth out of me as well, right? I want to be on the same page about this. Do you appreciate all I've done? He wants a $50,000 bonus is what Batista is asking. He would like $50,000 for being such a good star. So you can either give him $50,000 or say, I appreciate you, but despite your popularity, I can't show you special treatment. This is an equal locker room. There are no favorites.
Yeah, that's a no for me, dog.
All right. You need to treat us equally. Sounds like an excuse to me. Do you think the fans think we're all equal? No, I don't think so. All you ever do is waste my time. So Riddle and Batista, less than pleased with their status on Raw. Let's see. Do not put Batista in a match this week. That is the goal.
Okay.
So, all right. So Bailey wants a title shot. AJ still, he's got 3 weeks where he expects a title rematch against Tommaso Ciampa, just so you know.
I mean, I can give it to him against Titus.
I'm looking here to see if you can't. I do not see Tommaso Ciampa as an available option for your free agents. You can sign Ricochet. You can get him for my brand. You can get Kushida. You can get Timothy Thatcher. But
I will tell you this. I will be signing some free agents pretty quickly here. So you might be hearing that on the next episode.
Well, all right. Hulk Hogan's available. RVD is available. Kevin Nash and Diesel both available. If you want to try to book them as a tag team, I wouldn't recommend it. Well, all right there, fans. That is Clash of the Champions. Excellent shows from both Raw and SmackDown. Mr. Banks, anything you want to direct people to? Anything? Any cleaning products? Is this episode brought to us by bleach?
A lot of Clorox. It works. I probably could have went generic, but when you're messing around, you want to go with the true champ. You want to go with Clorox. They are the Titus O'Neil of cleaning products.
I want that on a t-shirt. Clorox, the Titus O'Neil of cleaning products. Thank you to Brandon Banks. Thanks to you for listening. Hi, Glenn. Lovely to always think of you. For Mr. Banks, I am DC Matthews at the DC Matthews. Have yourselves a yabba dabba do time. We're halfway done. With Battle of the Brandon, what in the world is going to happen next? We'll see you the next time we celebrate the joy of booking.